You're right. I raise. Take all favours away. I'll look at 15.
Call the City of Dyer Mayor and Board of Alder first meeting October 24, 2016 to order. First order of business will be to approve the minutes of October 10, 2016.
So moved.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not with Colorado, start the shooting, go right.
Aye.
Motion carried. Any visitors? Out of mayor to the mayor's report, I'm going to skip tonight. Department reports, fire.
I'll report, Mayor.
Police.
Steve's on his way, but you want to wait till a little bit later?
He'll just bring him in when he comes. Thank you. Street.
We had a water leak today. It was in a heck of a position, but we got it fixed.
Where was it?
Under that big concrete ditch. It was right outside of it. The one down in our office. At a later date, we'll probably buy some clamps. We'll have some.
Are you out of them?
We're not out of them, but we're a little thin.
Okay.
Other than that is, I'm going to try to pour concrete. Hopefully, if everything goes good before the week's up.
With the basketball goals and all that?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Not at the first next week.
Okay.
Basketball goals, first round.
Yeah. Street. Finance personnel.
Mr. Mayor, the monthly financial report is at Alderman's seats. That's all I got.
We'll have a reading paper. Thank you.
Water and sewer.
I need to have the finished water meter, the water plant calibrated, and Ryan Engineering takes care of that for us. And it's $750 to get it done. That helps us on our score for unaccounted water. Tony White of the Tennessee Association of Utility Districts says it makes a big difference in our score, and that's going to become more and more important every year as they're tightening up on what our allowable unaccounted for water is each year. So
it's pretty much an annual expense, isn't it?
It's gonna need to be from now on, because from now to 2019, they're tightening down on your percentage each year, and so from here on out, it's gonna be more and more important every year. So it'll need to be an annual thing. Yes.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we allow Randy to contact
Ryan.
And have the calibration done to our meter at the cost of $750.
Second. Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not with Colorado, start with shooting, go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Steve Webb come tonight. Go back to the police side of it. Steve Webb come tonight. There was some training last week, and I just wanted everybody to see what a officer's vest actually looks like when they're shot at. Steve, while you're showing, would you explain each one?
This is the front panel of vest. This is my very first vest. Lots smaller. We shot it with a 380, a 9mm, a 40 caliber, and a 45 caliber handgun. It did stop all the rounds. You can tell this is the weaker part of the vest, side panel. It did exactly what it's supposed to do and stop it.
Were you in the vest?
No. The back panel was shot with a 22. Stopped it. It flattened the bullet. 12 gauge slug.
Ooh.
And
oh my.
223 rifle. Both went completely through.
The 223 did?
Yes.
What's the what is that made out of compared to the other one? They didn't go through the first one. Why would they go through the back one?
Stick your finger
through there again. So I can get a...
The shotgun and rifle, a lot higher powered round than the pistol rounds are. The vest that we wear are designed to stop the sidearm round that we carry. But they will not stop a shotgun or rifle.
Oh my goodness.
Do
they make them that will? I mean.
They do.
And what we intend to do is, now that everybody's getting into this where we're responding with people with rifles and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I've been doing some research. They have them from $100 up to $800, but it's a level 3 that you would put over that. And it would be in your car all the time, and you just throw it on that, and it'll have extra magazines, and it'll have extra protection. A lot of departments, when we had our meeting, last chief's meeting, they all said they're going to these. They're putting them in every car, a helmet, and a vest, just something extra. That way, when you get out, and it is somebody with a rifle, because that's what's been happening a lot of domestics lately. When they respond to them, they're ambushed them with a rifle.
Yeah.
So when they get there, they can put those on them.
So your reaction time, you'll have plenty of time to put these on
was
in most cases.
You just throw it on.
It'd be the harder plates.
Is it bigger than that?
It would just go over.
Front and back?
It's really just going to be center mass. There's nothing that would come around.
It comes around or nothing.
We can just hold it up.
Yeah.
That's all we can do with these as well. Hope that they
you know, it's a shame that we're at this point. That you, yeah. I mean, you know, what you've got doesn't work, but I mean,
probably
the fact
that.
Remains is that,
whatever.
You know, we are, and we've got to do something to make sure that we all go out.
Well, our training we had shooting at the range the other day was a lot different than we normally do, and it's
not heavy.
Going with what kind of what we're going with the calls we're responding to lately.
Brad, the new gear, will it be front and back or front only?
Yes.
Front and back.
Let me
I know a lot of
those.
Like Jackson, they had the church. Said they would buy some, so you know I'm looking at options like that.
That's good.
Department of Justice does reimburse us, but they won't do it with tactical vests. So that's a tactical vest.
I said more people would have to have a shotgun or a rifle as a pistol handy.
Exactly.
is that one about the weight of
just out of curiosity, if you had one of these on and you were hit with a 38, what kind of impact would your body feel?
I hope I never find out.
Right. none of you.
It was hitting the vest. I mean, it was the 45 blew the vest up, even though it stopped it. It blew it up in there. So you can imagine what the impact's going to do.
And
so
what we did, we used duct tape to tape it over a piece of wood, which was a flat piece of wood, and it already had been shot. And whenever the 45 shot, it shoved the vest through the hole in the wood.
So it could break a rib.
Definitely.
Wow.
So if somebody put two rounds into somebody, you said it flew up? Or?
Well, it was just, there was a hole already in the wood.
Okay.
It just pushed the vest on into the wood.
And most people that get shot with the vest don't get shot right under your belt because they're doing this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it goes in there. Just
so really, these ain't worth a hoot. They're not worth a hoot for that then.
We just hope they do what they're supposed to do at the time. Maybe
it's hard to stand there and take it.
And that was part of our training too, is how to shoot wearing a vest. You want to go forward where your vest is taking the brunt of anything instead of
common
the,
sense.
The old way that we used to and expose uh-huh. this.
Now, the one you've got on now, is it stronger than that one?
It's the same level. It's the same level as this one.
They do expire, though.
They have a 5-year expiration date on them.
Wow.
This one was expired, but it did still stop. But they're exposed to
sweat
and other elements, cleaners, things of that nature, because you don't want one of these that you haven't cleaned on you.
It didn't stop the shotgun, though.
No. Shotgun or rifle.
That's what's more out.
But a rifle,
have.
I mean, a shotgun flares out.
A slug.
Just a slug. Yeah. Well, that's pretty powerful.
And the handgun rounds were shot from 3, 5, and 7 yards. The shotgun and rifle were from 12 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we deal with people, it's from 3 to 7 yards. That's generally where all of the shootings take place. 3 to 7 yards.
Would a rifle come into play very often in a situation like that?
They're beginning to come more and more into play. Just a couple of weeks ago, the sheriff's department was out on a call where deputy wound up shooting the suspect. He rounded the corner. Suspect was drawn down on him with a rifle. He answered the call with a rifle. So he was matched with the suspect and was able to stop the threat.
The thing that would worry me most about the rifle is an ambush situation.
Exactly.
What are these composed of? Kevlar?
Steve, number one, I thank all of y'all for what y'all do. Number two, I appreciate you doing the training, you know, for our department and all the other departments that you do the training for. And also, thank you for bringing that in and for showing the board what can actually happen. Because even when you brought it to me and everything and showed me, you know, it's just like, really? You know, so we need to be very aware, and this helps us be aware of more of the safety equipment that we do purchase. So,
yeah, we hear that a lot.
But I appreciate your time bringing it in and everything. Thank you.
Yeah. Let me just link it in each car.
I'd rather spend the money on that than go to a funeral.
Sir, do you need to think about before the next budget?
Committee reports, public safety. Nothing this time. Health. Parks and public spaces.
I don't have anything.
Water and sewer.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we reject the bid that we received on Tuesday for the use of funds from the CDBG grant. No.
The motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, we'll call the roll. Start Mr. Robert, go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carried.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we now put out new specs for a new scope of specs for the use of the CDBG grant money.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start Ms. Belinda. Go left.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Let's see. Mr. Mayor.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how to help me.
Motion.
Yeah, I want to go ahead, Ryan, please.
Make a motion that we, who's going?
Tyler.
We pay Tyler the state GSA per diem rate for his upcoming training.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Now, call the roll. Start Mr. Tom. Go left.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
I would like to say, in addition to that, that I hope that at the next meeting or something that we can go ahead and make this policy change so that it will apply to, you know, all of our employees who have to go to school. I think that's all I have, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Street maintenance?
Nothing pertaining to that. Back to them vests. I don't know if I can bring it up. Do we need to wait for a budget meeting to...
Brad's getting us some prices and everything on them and everything, and then he's going to bring them back.
Okay.
So as soon as he gets that, he's going to bring them back to us.
Okay.
Let us discuss them. We're trying to figure out where we're at in the budget and everything, so I looked at that a little bit the other day, and Brad mentioned that he was already looking into the third layer, what'd you call it? Level 3. Yeah.
Okay. You think you'll have some prices for the next meeting?
Okay. I have nothing.
Finance administration personnel?
Nothing that I'm aware of at this time.
Building committee? Beautification committee? We're past your time.
I know, but I was thinking.
1730.
I don't think I said this the last time, and I know they've already been out there, but I would like it on record that we appreciate the fall decorations out there that, at Liz brought, and they looked real good. I don't know if this is under my beautification or not. Just hush. I'm trying to get it down.
You're good.
But we talked about, you know, we've got the new lights and everything, Christmas lights. Mm-hmm. Have you discussed with anybody when we're going to get
them? I was going to discuss with Chief about doing it at the last drill in November. And I just hadn't, the electric, we need brackets put up. And that's what she's talking about. We need brackets put up for the Christmas lights. And there's two brackets per Christmas light. So, if you want to start before then.
Those generally hang higher than we.
Then you can reach. That's what we was trying to figure out. Because I think the.
The old ones did anyhow. The guy from electric. They're like 12 foot
off the ground.
Now, the guy from the electric company said they would donate one day of free labor.
Hmm. Well,
let's see.
If not, we can rent a boom lift for 3 days.
If you know of anybody that I was just about first call our neighbors in. But that was the one thing I was concerned about. And I know that we'll have other meetings, but what if I got it on my mind? I got to say it and he'll have it in a minute. The shop after hours for the city of Dyer will be December the 1st, which is on a Thursday. It's going to going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. And we've got several business already, you know, that's going to do this, participate. I talked with the mayor and Nathan, I think, about Dyer Station Celebration. We always did ours in the manse. Well, then we moved it to your fellowship hall. That puts us way down there, and it gets us kind of out of distance. So what we're proposing to do, and I think it will work fine, is bring the Dyer Station Celebration in with the City Hall. Have it all here, and that way we'd have more food. I mean, you know, because the members of the Celebration Committee will be, you know, making I think they're going to do all cupcakes or something. But anyway, if that we join together and do it and have it here. And it just be, you know, City of Dyer and Dyer Station Celebration open house or whatever. If everybody's in agreement with that.
Makes sense. That's
a great idea.
It'll help all the way around. That's all.
Thank you very much.
Well, while we're on those Christmas lights, what do we ever do with the old ones?
We still got
them. What are we going to do with them?
We're going to disassemble.
Make up your mind.
The plan was that we was going to disassemble all the stencil off of all of them and keep the brackets for a little while to make sure that we're not going to use them for anything because the brackets are heavy metal brackets. And then once you guys decided what you wanted to do with them at that point, there may be something, you know, the Boy Scouts can do with them. There may be something that they could be used for.
Are we selling the old ornaments to?
No.
Anyone?
No.
These brackets that you're talking about, are they? Tell me.
I honestly don't know. Willie came to me. I think it was Willie.
Okay. All I want to know is that this bracket, if it was on the pole, would a flag fit in it?
No, ma'am.
Okay. That's all I want to know. I was thinking about the ones, you know, that you and James made that time, those really heavy-duty ones, or somebody made them.
Well, if you change the flag up maybe a little bit. All it is, it's a piece of metal, about a little piece of channel iron about this wide.
Are you pointing out, Mr. Ray?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's got two slots.
The fire department puts those up, and I know some of them are real flimsy, aren't they, Roger?
Well, they put new ones up.
Did they put new ones up? Okay.
Give them the bubble.
2 or 3 years ago, and there's
okay.
Stuff for us.
Okay.
I'm sure your book could.
All right, never mind.
You know, somebody could use them.
Well, let me talk to them.
They bought those new flags 2 or 3 years ago.
See what he says about them. See, and then I'll come back to you guys.
Because they've got some, but I mean, if they can use them, and Bubba's always good to come here and help whenever he can.
We'll talk to him and then everything, and then get back at the next board meeting, if that's okay.
I would keep the brackets, though, or something, but in case we need them later. Or some just kind of like that.
But,
the brackets will have to go with them.
Yeah,
they have to go with those. They're not a general fit. Oh, just kidding.
So, I'll talk to him and then bring it back to the next board meeting.
We need to do something quick, though, because Christmas will be here.
I know. Mm.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Before I'm bringing that up.
Landfill committee?
Not anything at this time.
We are November 30th. We brought it up at last time, but November 30th is bulk pickup. We just want to reiterate that. You know, if you guys can help me remind me, we'll try and put that out at every board meeting.
When are we going to put that in the paper?
We will run it in the paper twice. And we will do it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, we'll put it on the quarter post this month.
And it will also be on the City of Dyer website. And the Facebook site. And we'll keep bringing that up, too.
Oh, we're going to...
Go ahead.
Never mind. That's a discussion for another time.
Any unfinished business?
guess this is a good place for
okay.
that. Are we ever going to do anything about getting a message board up here on this clock outside the sign?
We have a price. It's just not in our budget this year.
Okay. So we're not going to this year?
Not this year.
That's fine.
We would like to.
Well, it'd be a good place to have a test. That's what I was thinking.
I had another lady contact me the other day. It might be cheaper than the first one. So.
Yes, sir.
It's unfinished business. What do we ever figure out about the blacktop up there in front of the police department?
Nothing.
We need to get Mr. Sal in here to talk about it because the folks from PRI say if we're going to do that, we need to do it a certain way. Otherwise, it'll just be the same way in 3 or 4 years. So he's supposed to have been calling me. So.
All right. I'll harass him a little bit.
I'm going to try to get them both in the same room so he can tell.
Do you think it's something that, when it was put down, or is it those trucks?
It's
the trucks, but if you're going to put it back, he says that there's a certain way to do it, that it won't be, if that ever happens again, there won't be a, I mean, it's the way they, I don't understand, but.
We didn't talk to Anderson's room.
They haven't gotten back with, I hadn't talked to him.
Oh, excuse me.
They did pay for a little repair on the side of the road, if you recall. But
we've got a fixed replacement up at J&B Motors that we cut.
That's all kind of waiting on.
Yeah, it's all waiting on the same. That way we don't pay extra pricing and everything for people to come in. So, well, we ran the water line under the road, boarded under the road. So. New business. Move on to the accounts of October 24th, 2016. Motion made. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made. Second. Is there any discussion?
CDJ.
Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
So the auto repair.
Auto repair for a police car.
What did we get at city number?
Everything.
Particular.
That's our Walmart.
The hair phone.
It's all right.
Shop local.
She said everything but whiskey and fire.
I heard that the other day. It's the first time I'd heard his advertisement.
Any more discussion?
Not this, but I've got a question.
Well, I just happened to think about something. And when I saw this fuel man. When they had all that going on with the credit cards, ours was checked and
it wasn't any problem. Our credit cards never go anywhere.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And the fuel man card has to have a PIN number every time you use it. So
okay.
We have a credit card leaves Dyer once a month. Sometimes. Sometimes it does.
Okay. That's cool.
Well, remember that, because I'm going to ask you something when we leave, okay?
Okay.
If you said that about the PIN number.
Okay.
Any more discussion? not, will Conroe start the shooting to right?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yes, sir. Before we adjourn, what time do we need to be here for trunk or treat?
I would suggest that anybody cooking popcorn.
Which would be me.
We did say that I was told that the fire department has plenty of styrofoam coolers, right? Do you guys?
There are several down there.
Okay. So we will start with those, and if we need some more, then we'll go to Ray's house and get his.
You've got two or three.
And then I've got a few. So, but we'll start with those first, and if we need some more, then we'll have a couple more.
And that is Halloween night.
That is Halloween night. It will start at 6 o'clock, and it will go until either 8 o'clock or until the candy's gone.
Contacted the jumper people.
No, it's an automatic. Okay. It's an automatic renewal.
I need a certificate of insurance, right?
Yes. They said it would be 3 days before.
Okay.
Because that's when he files it.
Okay.
So I have not contacted him. So. Can we approve up to $499 for the jumpers? That way it does not jump in my category. Of us buying the candy and the hot dogs and all that.
Well, it's a different purchase anyway, certainly.
So it's not going to make any difference. Okay. All right, never mind.
Most adjourned.